No illnesses had been reported, but with tainted spinach still fresh in people's minds, Nunes company officials acted swiftly when E. coli bacteria turned up in the crop's reservoir. Dr. David Acheson is chief medical officer at the FDA's Center for Food Safety.
Clearly the company did the right thing in terms of taking a cautious approach, not wanting to put consumers at risk, and therefore initiated a voluntary recall.
Independent tests on the farm's water and samples of the recalled lettuce came back negative for the pathogenic E. coli 0157, while a companion FDA exam is still underway.
Most growers I know are just really, really worried about this situation.
Jeff Larkey owns Route 1 Farms, a mid-sized organic farm that grows over 30 different crops on 100 acres of coastal land. While the U.S. has safer irrigation water than most countries, Larkey says there aren't enough federal mandates for quality.
Anyone that uses surface irrigation water from a reservoir, a lake, or a canal, you're going to have a little background E. coli. I mean, it's just there's frogs, there's ducks, or whatever, you know.
Humans and animals all carry E. coli bacteria in our intestines. There are hundreds of strains. Most are harmless. But the deadly strain, E. coli 0157, thrives in the stomach lining of grain-fed cattle and other livestock. And with the close proximity of dairy and cattle farms to many industrial fields in Salinas, the likelihood of deadly E. coli contamination is high.
A lot of the conventional practices that have come into common use, you know, since World War II, really aren't showing themselves to be very sustainable. So you have a situation where you have some farms that you're going to be subjecting your farm to those kinds of bacterium.
The recent E. coli outbreak in spinach and the green leaf lettuce recall has many consumers on edge about foodborne pathogens and rethinking their eating habits.
I only buy my vegetables here.
Gretchen Chris, a third-year student at UCSC, spoke to FSRN while buying green leaf lettuce and other produce at the Santa Cruz Farmers Market.
Do you think it's safer to eat organic?
Yes.
Why?
Less harmful toxins that are, you know, in the vegetables themselves because of the soil.
Farming organically is just much more ethical.
Like dozens of area growers and producers, Sandra Ward and a small group of workers sell their goods each Wednesday at the Santa Cruz Farmers Market. Ward co-owns New Natives, a small organic sprout farm in Freedom, California. In 1998, when a similar E. coli scare shook up the sprouts industry, New Natives came under intense pressure from the FDA, though no pathogens were traced to the farm.
A lot of the mouthpieces for the meat industry came out and they were really trying to correlate E. coli 057 manure and organic in one sentence. That's just the opposite. Actually, it's the conventional farmers.
Ward explains that organic certification guidelines forbid farmers from using raw manure directly on crops, but often large industrial farms do just that. Ward and others complain that small organic growers are unfairly scrutinized, while large-scale factory farms are, for all practical purposes, self-regulated.
Conventional farmers, no, they have no guidelines to follow. We have annual inspections, and the last inspection I asked the FDA how many farms that they actually inspect, and they said none, just maybe a sprout farm. So I go, wow, we're very special because we are being inspected annually by the FDA.
In response to the E. coli outbreak, State Senator Dean Flores convened a hearing yesterday in Sacramento demanding more rigid enforcement of the produce industry. The use of wastewater for irrigation, runoff of tainted water into fields, testing of reservoirs, and farm worker sanitation are all areas which need improvement in California, he said. Flores intends to introduce legislation in January giving state agencies more power to inspect farms before a threat to public health emerges. In Santa Cruz, California, Vinny Lombardo, Free Speech Radio News.